Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we want to begin reading around verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. When you've got it, please say, I got it. And the word of God reads on this order. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light afflictions and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is not seen is eternal. And just from the reading of those words, I want to use for our subject this morning, I still have joy. All right. I still have joy. You may be seated in the presence of God. When we look at this word joy, joy is a small word, but it's a mighty word that's mighty in meaning. And joy is basically the strong basis of the faith of the Christian believer. All right, all right. And in our lives sometimes, it seems as if we lose our joy. And in the Christian journey, and in this life, you will discover that joy is really the opposite of happiness. I'm going to take you somewhere. And when we look at somebody, I said, why is that? Happiness is the reaction to an act or what somebody possibly has done that will affect you. Perfect example. Find some money that you didn't remember having. All right. Then you're happy. Yes. Yes. Get a new car or a new house, and then you're happy. Find a new love in your life, and then you're happy. Get a new job, and we become elated and we really become happy. Get out of trouble or from underneath a difficult situation and you find yourself being happy. However, if something were to transpire or to happen that made what made you happy dissolve or disappear, then you'll discover that your happiness was temporary. The new home becomes termite infested. Happiness gone. That new job becomes terminated due to the downsizing and the economy, and happiness eradicated. Your new love becomes a big dud and happiness evaporated. That new car has a mechanical breakdown and your happiness becomes dissipated. That house on the hill that brought you all this happiness, it's become 4 or 5 months behind on the mortgage, and they come and put a padlock on the door that your key no longer fits. What happened to your happiness? But now joy. Joy is the strength that's provided to us by God that exists even there in the midst of adversity. Joy allows us to say, even when trouble is all around, that I still have joy. After everything that I've been through, I still have my joy. See, joy is nothing but the result of recognizing that God is good even in the midst of your circumstances. It's the joy that sustains us during the difficult times, and we realize that even though our happiness might be leaving, I can say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And since God is the giver of joy, I can say then that nobody didn't give it to me, and nobody is able to take it away from me. See, joy is not in response to something, but it's due to my waiting on God to put his ability in action. So when the winds blow and troubles come and breakers dash, we know that our soul is anchored in Jesus. And I can still shout, I still have joy. See, once you say that I've been redeemed and I've been bought with a price, I can then enjoy the fullness of God and the action of what joy really is. Joy is not an exterior transaction, but joy takes place from a movement on the inside of you that's provided by the Holy Ghost. And see, the Holy Ghost will allow you to keep your joy even when folks slapping you and stabbing you in your chest, not long in your back, but you can still have joy. Even though I know you're kind of hellish, I'll just love the hell out of you. Because see what happens after all that I've been through, I can say I still have joy. Joy is when you can lose a loved one, can experience heartache or pain, but you're able to still recognize that weeping might endure for a night. But somebody said, joy. 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 When does joy come? Somebody said, in the morning. It's about to be morning time. See, when Paul tells the church at Corinth, he said, now, you're going to have some trouble. You're going to be hard pressed. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be tossed to and fro. But the one that's able to keep you will allow you to still have your joy. And see, you can have the blessed assurance that everything will be all right. See, somebody said, blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Why? Because I'm an heir of salvation. Thank God for my joy. Joy allows you to smile when you really ought to be crying. Anybody ever been there? But see, God will turn those tears of sorrow into tears of joy. And see, sometimes when you see me crying, it's not always because I'm sad. Sometimes I'm crying because I got joy down on the inside of me. Trials come. That prepares me to get ready to shout. And even when it seems like things in life are more than what you can handle, I just look at Psalms 89 and 16. It says that we need to be joyful because the righteous shall be exalted and shall be victorious. In other words, I thank God for the victory right now. I can't see the finish line, but I know that I'm going to come out a winner because
thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God for my joy.
When folk abuse you, when folk talk about you. See, God made us some promises. And a lot of times when you're getting ready to go into your mode of depression, you need to be shouting like you lost your mind. What are you talking about, Pastor? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15. And it says this, after it's all said and done, God will give us and our seed joy. Now, is anybody anticipating finding your joy? See, I know you're trying to find joy in external things, but see, you don't depend on folk to cheer you up or motivate you to have your joy. See, the joy that I have comes from down inside of me. I really don't care what you do. This joy that I have, you didn't give it to me. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus can give me the joy. Yes, every once in a while we'll be afflicted. But God will stop us from being crushed or beaten down. Maybe perplexed, have questions, even wonder every once in a while what happened. When did it happen? Where did it happen? Why did it happen? But God has given me the assurance and the strength to not let me be controlled by my circumstances. See, we let too much stuff control us. See, you don't maintain my joy. I can lose my job tomorrow. Yes, I lost my economic stability, but you still didn't take my joy, because joy is not found in my paycheck. Joy is not found in the automobile that I drive. Joy is not found in the houses that we live in. Joy down inside of me. Somebody said, joy bells ringing down inside of me. Take the car, I'm still gonna shout. Take the house, I'm still gonna shout. Take the job, I'm still gonna shout. Because the Lord has been real good to me. I got joy, unspeakable joy, down inside of me. Could be knocked down, but your joy will keep you from being destroyed. Joy will sustain you even when folk revoke your happiness. And see, there's a lot of folk that don't even want to see you happy. See, there's a saying that says, misery loves company. You better watch the company that you keep. You have to get some folk, get away from some folk. See, right now, they're stopping you from really experiencing your real joy. Joy. Still got joy. Joy will sustain you even when your happiness has been resolved. Anybody ever been unhappy? But even in the midst of your unhappiness, there's something about joy that totally changes the situation. See, joy from down inside of me lets me know that what's outside really don't have an effect on me anyway. It's what's on the inside of me that's working and moving, and it's the God in me that makes me able to keep on going. Joy will contain you even when it's replaced with weeping, with loss, with pain. Joy will fortify you when your happiness is eradicated. See, the Bible says in Psalms 46 that the God is my help in a present time of trouble. Joy is what changes hopelessness to hope. Somebody said, my hope is built on nothing less than the blood of Jesus
and his righteousness. Joy is what changes you being perplexed into beginning to praise. Joy is what changes your questions into prayers or petitions to God. Joy is what changes being depressed into becoming being delivered. Joy is what changes giving up and beginning to look up. Somebody said, I'll lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, because all of my help comes from the Lord. Joy is what changes sorrow to being jubilant. Anybody here happy this morning? Let me tell you, your happiness might leave you, but this joy, anybody want some real joy? The world can't give it to you. You can't buy it at the mall. You can't buy it at Walmart. The doctor can't give it to you. Your kinfolk can't give it to you. The only one that can give you joy is Mary's baby, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's my war axe in a time of battle. That's the only one that's able to give you joy. Joy will change you from being confused to being convicted. You say, I'll go if I have to go by myself. I thank God for this joy that he's given me. Anybody here got some joy? Say, God, I thank you for my joy. God, I thank you for my joy. See, joy will give you peace of mind while you're walking the floor all night long. See, joy will allow you to close your eyes at night and get a good night's rest and say, Lord, keep me day by day. See, I know God has got me. That's the reason I can have joy. Joy! I got some joy down inside of me. Anybody got some joy? Tell God, I thank you for my joy. They stole my money. Maybe they stole your benefits. Maybe they stole even your self-esteem. But I thank God that the devil couldn't take my joy. He couldn't take it because he didn't make me. I thank God for my joy. I can feel, hear joy bells ringing. I can hear joy bells ringing. I got ready to quit, but something said, I believe I'll run on just a little while longer. I'm going to show you what the end's going to be. Joy will make you hold on. In the midst of the storm, can you still say, I got joy? I got joy. I got joy. Has anybody got joy right now? I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for my joy. Can I tell you a story? Then I'm going to get on out your way. There was an old man that lived on the edge of town. Had a big old house that set up on a hill. 4.5 acres of land. Mahogany staircase. French doors. Crystal chandeliers. Had a money suit. Gucci. Leather shoes. Gator shoes. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The best of everything. Then all of a sudden, something happened to him. His wife died. Children got grown. They all left and went to their various locations. Then somebody said, he ought to be sad. But the man said, I still. Can you tell somebody, I still. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So I still got joy. But you know the devil don't like for you to have no joy. And they said one day, while he was in town, they heard some sirens. Town folk began to run, trying to figure out what was going on. And when he pulled up, he saw that his house had burned up. Nothing left but ashes. But when the man got out of his car, he said, after all I've been through, I still got joy. Anybody here can say, I still got joy. Then about that time, the town busybody, y'all know about the busybody, the big mouth, the gossiper that has to talk about everything and anybody, said, I'm finna go see what this play Christian got to say now. He's lost everything that he had. But when she got there, she was surprised, because when she got there, he was singing, said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Then she left, said, oh man, how can you keep on singing like that? Your wife is gone, your children are gone, and now your house is in ashes. How can you sing? You must be crazy. But the man said, my clothes were nothing but my covering, because God is my supplier. And said, in whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. See, his joy envelops me, so that I can endure the loss of my spouse. I can endure losing my belongings. In this house that I was living in, I got some news for you. This house was not my home. I'm just residing there till I get my real house. That's over on the other side. Say, he's gone to prepare a mansion for me. I'm not worried about this temporary house, but God has built me a house that's not made by man. Termites can't infest it. The mortgage company can't repossess it. So I'm not really worried about stuff on this side. And then about that time, here come the preacher. And the preacher came running by and said, now, I got to give you some words of encouragement. He preached every Sunday about the Lord will make a way. But when he got there, he was pretty sure that his church member would be crying, complaining, belly aching like we do sometimes when things don't go too well. But then when he got there, he saw the man singing, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. That after all I've been through, I still got joy. And I can hear the pastor say, brother, you're right, but you just lost your home. And see, you children not here don't have anybody to talk to. You ought to be in shock. But the man said, pastor, you got to understand that I'm not alone, because Jesus said he'd never leave me or forsake me. See, God will be your company keeper. God will be the sustainer of all your joy. And see, I'm not worried, because I'm not an orphan no more. See, at one time, I was lost in sin. I was an outsider, but the blood of Jesus redeemed me, adopted me, and I became a joint heir of the King. And see, what happened? My daddy is going home to prepare a place for me. So I really wasn't worried about the house sitting on the hill, because I'm finna get in the exchange line. He said, after a while, I'm gonna trade these old ashes you see here for a mansion up in glory. There are 12 gates to the city, 24 elders in the city, 48 angels in the city. Ain't no pollution in the city. The river flows like crystal in the city. And they tell me that when I get there, I won't have to go to work no more. I won't have to worry about being laid off no more, because working day gonna be over. That's the reason I got joy. See, I traded my money suit and I got me a long white robe. I traded my gaiters for some golden slippers. I traded my old suit coat for some wings, and I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly. Oh, be at rest. I got joy. I got joy. I got joy. This stuff down here, it don't give me no joy, but it's something on the inside of me. It's the Jesus in me that gives me joy. That's the reason I can smile when I ought to be crying. And see, God has never failed me. He's never deceived me. He's never disappointed me. I can say, I still got joy. You better tell somebody, I got joy. I got unspeakable joy. And see, after a while, when this life is over, I'm going to leave here going home. Anybody ready to go home sometime? See, this world ain't my home. I'm just a stranger passing through. But while I'm down here, guess what? I still got joy. I'm the lender, not the borrower. I've got joy, not because of who I am, but because of who I belong to. I'm a child of the King. The King's children can't walk around spouting. The King's children can't walk around crying. You just got to tell somebody, I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy. Anybody here got some joy right now? See, joy will make you wave your hand. Joy will make you stand up on your feet. Joy will make you get a dance in your step. Joy will make you sing even though you can't carry a tune in a bucket. Joy! Joy! Anybody here? Anybody here? Anybody here got some real joy? If you got some real joy, tell somebody, I got joy. I got joy. I got some real joy. I've got some real joy. Yeah! 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 I've got joy. Anybody here need some joy? If you're both disgusted, down, looking at the floor, I can tell you, look to the hill. Look to the hill. There's some help coming. There's some help coming. All you got to do is say, Daddy, I need some joy. My happiness is exhausted, but I need you to give me some joy. And the love of Jesus will get down in your heart, and you'll have some joy. Unspeakable joy. Joy! Anybody here want some joy? Anybody want some joy? Anybody want some joy? Somebody ought to shout for your joy. You ought to shout for your joy. You ought to shout for your joy. Hey! Yeah! I feel all right now because the Lord's been good to me. And see, when I look around and I think about the goodness of God, I can't help but have some joy. I just look back and say, look where the Lord has brought me from. I'm not supposed to be here, but there was nobody but Jesus. There was nobody but Jesus. Yeah! It gave me another chance. I just shout. I just praise him because he's a worthy. He's a worthy. Does anybody know God is worthy? Yeah! Can you say, I was sick, thought I wasn't going to get well. I began to be a little bit depressed, but then I went in on my sick bed and I had a little talk with Jesus. He changed my mindset and I began to say, Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're about to do. And then when you went back to the doctor, that spot that you thought was there, they can't find it no more. That gave me some joy. Joy! Joy! Anybody need some joy this morning? Yeah. House on the repo line. You can still have joy. You can still have joy. Because the same God that gave you that one will give you another one. See? God is has unlimited supply. That's the reason I can have joy. Because see, my bank account gets on zero sometime. It gets negative sometime. But then when I get to thinking about it, when I get ready to get to pray, I say, my dad has got it because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So therefore, if my dad is rich, I'm rich. I I begin to shout because I got some joy. My daddy got more money than Donald Trump. My daddy got more money than Bill Gates. And I begin to get excited because say, I got joy. I got security in my joy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ain't the Lord all right? Does anybody know that the Lord is all right? Tell somebody, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Yeah. Anybody know he's all right? Yeah, he's all right. See, somebody here don't know him as your Savior. You got to say, I've been living in a world of sin. I need somebody to help me make it through. His name is Jesus. He'll give you some joy. He'll give you some peace. Yeah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I've got some joy. Yeah. Thank God for our joy. And after all I've been through, I can say, I still. Can you say with me, I still? I still. I still. I still. While you're looking at me crazy, you right, I still got joy. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. The invitation is given. And somebody ought to be able to say, this joy
all right.
That I have, the world didn't give it to me. Let's all stand.